Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We start off with Dean Reynolds, who is the national political correspondent for WGN America's News Nation. Dean, thank you for having us. Thank you for joining us on the show today. Normally, I'm only allowed to be the only dean on the show today, so that we can. You know, it's very unusual to find two deans in one place ever.
Doubleheader.
Yeah. So what was your take on the president-elect's speech last night?
Well, it was consistent with his message throughout the campaign. You know, he sold himself as the one of the two candidates who can actually unify the country. He said that the president had been intentionally divisive and that it was time to, you know, be the president of all the Americans, not those who just voted for him. And that's, I think, the way he's going to try to conduct his presidency. There hasn't been really a divergence from that theme from the moment that he started. And in fact, I think that's why he got the nomination of his party, because he was seen as the most likely candidate who could bring both sides together. Whether he can actually do that is another question.
Sure. It was very interesting. One of the conversations that came up yesterday was this sort of meteoric rise of Joe Biden early in the primary season. It looked like he might not make it.
Totally.
And then suddenly emerged with some very key endorsements, dominated and overtook all of the challengers.
Right. With an assist from the pandemic, if you will, because that sort of put a wrench into the whole primary process. But once it became clear, if you go back to, you know, January, February, when it looked as though Bernie Sanders was going to be the Democratic nominee, or to maybe a lesser extent, Elizabeth Warren, then the moderate wing of the Democratic Party began to coalesce around Biden. And what you saw was all of these candidates drop out all at once. You know, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, they all dropped out and threw their support to Biden. And that's really what caused this and what produced Biden's candidacy.
Yeah, it was very interesting. You know, why should anything be normal in 2020, I guess? You know, the big question is now, what will happen next? President Trump is saying that the lawsuits will start to fly tomorrow. He's alleging fraud, although has not been able to produce any actual evidence of that. What will happen next, Dean?
Well, that is what's going to happen next, according to the president. He's going to go to court, and what I assume he's going to rely on is his friends in the media, Fox News, Breitbart and company, to support his claims, such as they are, that, you know, fraud is widespread and, you know, recounts have to be conducted. But, you know, the one question that should be asked by everyone out there who believes the president was wronged and that their votes are legal but the other votes are illegal is, if that is true, why did Republicans do so well other than the president? Are all the Republicans who were elected to Congress, and they really cut into the Democratic majority in the House of Representatives, for example, are all those races invalid as well? I mean, it just doesn't follow. You know, Mitch McConnell won big when we thought it was going to be a close race. Joni Ernst won in Iowa in the Senate. John Cornyn in Texas won re-election. All those people would presumably have been in on the fraud or have benefited from the fraud. And that just doesn't add up to me.
Just when you thought that things might calm down, you know, once the election results were beginning to solidify, it looks like it's going to get even busier between now and January 20th. We'll keep an eye on News Nation, weeknights 7 to 10 on WGN America. That's where you can see Dean Reynolds, the national political correspondent for the News Nation primetime show. Dean, nice to talk to you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dean.